The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And Oscar got it fresh yesterday, where I was just, I was.
Did you remember who Oscar was?
he gave me the primer of
new phone. Who dis?
You and Rob better get comfortable because I may not be here for long. Yeah. I'll be blowing spit bubbles.
Because really,
he can do a segment once a week. Can he? Can't you do a segment?
In the state that lingered longer on porn, Wisconsin, 11 minutes and 3 seconds. I don't know why that's funny. But it is that Wisconsin like lingers the
longest. Hey, where's your anime porn?
Everyone that I grew up with that had a snake, their snakes always got out.
I am hoping that when I do my fact finding, and yes, I'll give you an update,
right,
that there are perhaps technologies in place, that will
an
prevent this
fence
from happening.
The problem is the collar keeps slipping off.
Electric fence!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, I before we get started here,
yes.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
Great cities.
Good boarding.
Salinas, California, Silver Spring, Maryland, Winthrop, Washington, Seville, Spain, Gilbert, Arizona, and Chianti, Italy, which is a fun one. So was the interpretation yesterday when I was talking about the speed of, you know, getting ready to start the show, somehow it was interpreted. Do you think it was just that I didn't like the sound of Pony's voice saying, and we're recording?
That had to, I thought that had to be part of it.
No. Absolutely nothing to do.
No.
And now I realize when we started the show, you made a big point to say to him, point at me when we're ready to start. No, that's not the case at all. I just wanted more speed. I love to hear Pony. How did he start it prior to this, Rob?
He would say,
how would he start the show?
And you're live.
We're live.
You would say we're live.
Yeah.
But
that's fine. I'd like that.
We didn't like the gap of time it took from.
That's what it was,
right,
but it wasn't. Yeah.
And it was like SpaceX will launch a space shuttle faster than the countdown for us to be live.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm fine with the, we're live. That works for
he
me.
He's so cautious about it. He never wants to get it within a window of 10 seconds.
Right.
And it all we need is a window of 10 seconds. That's it.
That's it. So right. The pointing is, you missed the point.
All right.
The pointing is unnecessary. All right. I like to, the,
but you
makes
do,
me
you do
want to
hear his voice?
I love his beautiful voice.
I just double checked another package and we have the correct address on another package. So I'm hoping that's correct.
Yeah. Because
right, well,
return address.
Yeah, if you have
million,
an old return address on your fruitcakes.
Yes.
But we're not going to go into the weeds with that right now. All right. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're delighted to have you here. It is winding down to our annual break. We are going to break after the show. Tuesday will be our last live show, our last real show of the year.
Tuesday morning.
However, I have a very, very, very exciting special announcement for all of you, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It is the most wonderful time of the year. And we have a very special
bonus
show cocktail party.
What?
Christmas jingle jangle cocktail party extravaganza.
The Mike O'Mara Show Jingle Ball?
Jingle Ball starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday night. Somebody wanted 8 o'clock, but we're going to do it at 7 o'clock.
All right.
I'm good
if that's okay.
Fine with
okay.
me.
7 p.m. On Tuesday evening. And by the way, this is going to be an open-ended program. I'm not sure. It's probably going to be an hour, but if it spills yes. a little bit.
Oh, don't spill,
it'll
Mike.
Spill a little bit, you know?
Yes.
We're going to see where we go. Yes,
may
go
I make
ahead.
Some requests?
Request away, yes.
I feel like we should be festive. Please throw on anything holiday themed.
Yes. Dress holiday.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, it's very clear, right?
Right.
No excuses. We've got enough time. It's next Tuesday. Two.
We're not working Wednesday.
We're not working Wednesday. And
we can be as festive as
Mike,
we want.
A special request.
Yes.
No pre-gaming on your end. Not a drop of alcohol. Not one.
Not even a 19th hole beer?
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. I need you fresh.
May I ask?
You clean. I need you ready
May
to
I
rock.
Ask why? Why you was I ill-behaved on one of the pre-gaming shows that I had?
There was a pattern emerging. When you pre-gamed, you would come in here like
fussy?
Not fussy. Annoyed. Annoyed.
Right. I recall
yes,
that.
Yes.
Yes, there was
very
one
annoyed. Like, yeah. put upon.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered the fact, and by the way, so remember that time,
yes.
date and time, next 7 Tuesday,
yes.
7 p.m. cocktail party, and West Coasters, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Please join us. Oh, and it's a bonus show, but it's free. We're opening it up to everybody. It is our gift to you. We're very, very excited to do this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And my question to you is...
Yes.
Have you considered the fact that if I don't pregame for that particular show, that I might even be more annoyed?
I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that risk.
Yeah, because put upon somewhat tipsy Mike is asshole Mike. So
no, I wouldn't say that.
So we would rather launch with put upon
it's harsh.
Also, the harsh. I think what he's missing is that.
Well, you got to remember, you know. I mean, sometimes I toddy up a little bit, you know, to deal with her. You know, I mean,
I understand that. We're just saying it's a small request. You can deny it.
But Mike, also,
is Carrie on board? Is the star?
Yeah,
Starina going to be joining us?
I'm notifying her of the time change right now, Mike. I think what Oscar has misstated.
Hold on. Ed.
Yes. Let's stop right now, because you have not answered my question. You're notifying her of the time change?
Yeah, I told her, because she works until into the evening. And so I'm telling her that Robert is going to cover
her. I thought she worked at school.
Yeah, but she babysits too. So she's notified. Oh. Robert is going to cover her shift, and she'll be there. We just need to let her know.
She'll be there at 7, okay. I mean, do you need me to go later or 7:30 or something like that?
I'll let you know. I think 7 should be
Don't
fine.
Don't let me know. Let me know now. For God's sake, I'm trying to say. I'm promoting a show. 7 p.m. Yes. Tuesday night.
We'll yes, 7 p.m. Yes. is, as Christ. I said, yeah. as I said. And what right. Oscar misstated is that there is a certain joy that comes with the anticipation of the first drink of the night. And we want to capture that joy.
All right.
See, let me handle it.
Right. Well, no, when he's all sweaty and upset at the world, we don't want that.
That's, but we don't need to bring that up.
What do you mean all sweaty? What does that mean?
You had
mean?
Some sweaty pre-games. You would come in and we could tell right away. They were like, oh, here we go. We got a fussy baby in front of us. We got to get through this.
No, but jeez. Also, that goes back to... when we were doing a cocktail party every week.
Every week.
Yeah. Every week. Well, we did that
by the
for
way,
a while.
I've gotten the message from people that we're not doing the craft recipes. The craft recipes are burned out.
Yes. Yes.
But they like their little man that says, you know, hey, but you'll be sorry. How come you stopped doing that?
Because you know what? It only works when I can truly surprise you. And there hasn't been an opportunity to surprise.
That's no fun. That's no fun at all.
And frankly, I think he's burned too.
Really?
No, yeah. Well, I don't think he's... Oh,
we can only
no.
have one thing burned
the
at
countdown
once.
Is great. I don't know why you hate
How many
it.
Days are there till Christmas?
Right now, there are 9 days until Christmas.
Yeah, people
You'll
should know.
You'll be sorry.
Yeah, people should know.
All right, well
you don't need. Why do you need to... Why is it important to you to have to put it on at a time that surprises everybody? You can just put it on.
That's
you know?
The bit. Have you been on the show for 10 years? Yeah,
but
you
is can, that you, really the bit?
It is.
You could lay it in as an Easter egg at the end or something
I
fun
could
like
do
that.
That. I could. But you know what? You'll
any day, you could come in here and say, you have got to hear this.
You're Captain, you're Captain Joy. How dare you?
Yeah, and he's not joyful because his kids are out of the house.
He gives
it's
zero
raw. By the way, if you're worried about the show having less Christmas feel to it, it's the man with the giant dome right there.
Yep.
He's
my
the guy.
Fault. My fault.
It is
that
your
Christmas
fault.
Christmas is bad.
It's 100% your
ruined
fault.
Christmas.
This is
you're
your. You
Christmas.
Are ruining. Yeah, I'm saving it. I'm saving it. I am saving Christmas. Whose
you
idea
are.
Was it to make sure we do a Christmas holiday free bonus show, cocktail party, jingle jangle,
my idea.
Extravaganza.
My idea. My idea.
Well, Oscar's idea.
Yes,
that's just
yes,
what I said.
Yeah, there he is, Mr. Christmas.
Yes.
But with you,
I read
Dirk Fastrick is someone who I believe is one of the better listeners for,
oh,
and I should not say, no, let me finish before you suck up. God damn it. Dirk Fastrick is one of the better listeners, and I shouldn't say this because he's got an inflated ego to start with, mm-hmm. but he's one of the better listeners for constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I value his opinion. There are several listeners that I value their opinion. Tripp is another one. I like what they have to say occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I disagree. If I disagree, I don't pay attention to it. But if I agree, and Dirk was saying that the show was lacking a little of the Christmassy feel as we wind down, we only got a couple of shows left. So, I mean, that's, you know, that we might as well give it to him. That's what
yeah,
I was
and
suggesting. But it's because of him.
Well, because Rob's also, it's probably tough as an empty nester. This is his first Christmas like this to even think twice about Christmas. Because if it's just you and your wife and she's making you put up the tree after a 16-hour day, it's tough to get into it, right?
Tough to get into it.
Yeah.
There are books written about it. There are movies written about it.
Yeah.
About the way it feels. So this is where, you know,
Fred
with
Claus.
Halloween, where you didn't even know if you were going to sit out in front of your house. Your kids were your identity.
Yeah.
I did sit out in front of my house, and then I realized how depressing it was, and I went back inside when I was sitting by myself
because
in a driveway. Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's tough to project on other children what you have with your children. I've got to imagine how I'm going to feel. Well, I'm not going to worry about feeling it. We'll get to that in a second because
mm-hmm.
I won't know what's going on. But we'll deal with that in just a second here because I've got to purge that. But no, your Christmas joy is I get the vibe that you know, you're the one that always brought the Gary Krimble and blah blah blah, and you put all this stuff on there. I didn't do any of that. That was you. So for all the people that are saying there's not enough Christmas in the show, there's one person who brings Christmas to this show.
Right.
We call him Father Chris. We've joked about it in the past. That it's Rob Spiewak.
So sweet.
What happened this year? What happened to Christmas this year, Rob?
Mike, I don't know if you could take. Do you take the newspaper? It's not. There's a pandemic, and it's sort of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're coming out of it, really.
Are we?
Hold on.
Yes.
Omicron more contagious, right?
Yes.
Right.
Amazingly more contagious,
yes.
But. Minimal chances of getting hospitalized if you are boosted and vaccinated. You know what I think about in my world about that? I think, okay, I'm real cool with that. I got no problem with that.
Okay, you can be cool with it, but you know what? We've almost beaten this thing three times and it keeps coming back, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating with my fellow man.
It's got to be, it's especially in a city, Mike, where there's just
you know what's not frustrating?
In.
Liquid IV strawberry.
Yes.
Hello.
Good.
Strawberry?
Good.
You like the
Hello,
strawberry?
Hello, I am
Is it
a
as good
fan?
As the lemon lime? Because I've been on the lemon lime train.
You know what? I'm just trying it right now for the first time, strawberry. I'm normally a lemon lime man, but I'm liking it.
Because you're yelling. I'm just curious.
Maybe I'm excited about Christmas.
What is the deal? Give us the true. How are you feeling? I'm going to be fair here.
All right.
Do you not think that when it comes to the Christmas holiday,
mm-hmm.
the driver of the Christmas energy of the show forever, we have been together, we will have 30 years, you and I together in April, that is your thing.
I agree, but you know what?
Okay.
I'm not feeling it this year.
What about you'll be sorry?
It feels like a chore this year.
Oh, man.
And the fruitcakes felt like a chore this year. Because all of your references to fruitcakes were, we got them done. The time limit was here. But da-da-da. Well, it was
one thing is that we were at all times at least 3 weeks behind where I wanted to
be.
And here's my deal is that I know it's a tremendous responsibility. People count on them.
Yes.
And they want them. And if we're not able to get them out in a timely fashion and
well, you did.
Takes personal account.
So would it, people are posting pictures of
they love
receiving.
I got amazing reviews on the batch this year. They say they're fantastic. And I love that.
Farm to fruit.
But it is, the problem is that, you know what? There was a little more pressure this year because of the time window.
Yeah.
Okay. I couldn't miss out.
It's over now.
Time, the supply chain. I blame Charlie.
Bernie?
No, Stu Ann Stabilak.
It's Charlie Stu Ann Stabilak. Yeah, Mike, you remember Charlie Stu Ann Stabilak.
Stu Ann. That's
did you have
that's
a late
Charlie
night last night,
no,
Oscar?
No, that's Charlie's cousin. Charlie's cousin.
Stu Ann Stabilak.
We got really just a few shows left.
Right.
Can you inject a little of your stuff? I don't like the recipes. I just thought they burned out.
Yeah,
I really do.
But how many days till Christmas? That's a staple.
Is it?
Here we go.
9 days left for Christmas shopping. 9 days left to fill the stocking. 9 days left for Christmas.
Here he comes.
Shopping.
Here he comes.
Loaded with martinis and cigarettes.
It's getting late. It's getting late. You better hurry and finish your Christmas shopping. Only 9 days left.
As long as Mike doesn't sound like that when he starts the show on Tuesday, we're good.
To admit, Mike, over the past year or so, you have not greeted him with the most joy.
Yeah, you're very hostile.
Well, that's part of the shtick, too, isn't it?
Well, no, the shtick is to surprise you. That's the real shtick. But
have you changed out your jukebox?
You need to be on a psychiatrist's couch.
I'm not going to do it this year.
What? Oh.
What's he doing?
He's depressed.
Our friend Rob is depressed.
Right. He's bummed out at something. He will not change his jukebox out this year. He won't do it.
I'm not going to do the Christmas. It's a hassle. As you heard, Mike, we're 9 days out. What, I'm going to put the Christmas records in for nine
these
days?
I put Christmas lights up yesterday.
These are the red.
I did too. I hate Christmas lights.
These are the red flags of an after school special. He's not doing what he loves.
Is there anything you want to share with us?
How can we help?
Yeah, we can get to it Tuesday night, maybe.
This is not a good Christmas season. It's not.
Wow!
Tell me something good that's happened this Christmas so far.
I'm
your
doing
batch came
a,
out great.
I'm planning on something that I'm going to do that I'm going to tell you and our listeners, and hopefully my wife won't even hear it because I'm going to
surprise
the whole
for her?
Family. No, it's a surprise for Michael.
I'm
taking care of it today. I'll have an update. I'll let you know. I'm probably going to say this is the last thing I'm going to say about it, but I'm planning on grabbing him what he really, really wants. And Carla's a little freaked about it, but it's going to be fun because he wants.
Thing we discussed yesterday?
He wants a snake.
Yes. Now that's cool.
There's a reptile store in North Fort Myers that I'm going to try to arrange like a last second pickup so I can maybe put it out in the aquarium and set everything up in the garage where Carla doesn't even know, and then bring it in Christmas morning and nobody's going to know.
Mike, I called the pet store and I asked them. I said, I'm going to need 10 snakes.
Okay, stop it. I look forward to that. We went to a Christmas show last night. I'll tell you about that. It was fun. I was all in, and then Michael said, I'm tired at intermission. And by the way, dinner theater.
Well, I mean, it's dinner.
It's not the Boston Pops.
All right. But you know what? Look, so we'll peel back.
I want him
the
to be
outer
happier.
Cookie.
Like, there's so much you should be.
Is he happy
for.
Around Podville?
Podville? Yes, but you're missing your holiday glaze.
I mean, we pick on Rob too much. My New Year's resolution for 2022 is to not pick on Rob as much. That
we
is
pick
my
on
resolution.
Each other.
No,
we pick on each other, but I'm on Rob more than anybody else because Rob makes me mad.
I don't like that resolution.
Why?
Because it makes you not picking on me a task. And I don't want to be a task. I want to just, you know, I want to be better so that there's no need
You're
for you
great.
To pick on me.
We've had we saved the podcast this year.
We did save the podcast. Yeah. We did not go under.
Yes.
And that is a big
deal.
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
A blessing. Now that your wife's taking many a trip with other men, get that. That's grating.
You want to take that again?
And then she got.
He talks like Charlie Stewanne Stabilak.
She got a facelift.
Yes,
to look younger. I don't know what's happened since then. Maybe we can talk to her about that on Tuesday. And zero updates.
Never talks about his wife.
Well, actually, I was looking at her last night. Since the face, she's hideously disfigured.
Pony, how is the connection going up to Washington? Are we all right today?
You know, it just dropped for a split second, but I think we're pretty solid.
Jesus Christ.
You look great to
us. All the work we did. All right. Anyway,
you sound great.
Let me get right to my moment. All right. As everybody knows, I've got priorities. I would say that my family is job one, and then my show is job two. And then my hobby is I am a very active hobbyist in my golf game. I like to play as often as I can. I try to get out at least 3 days a week and play, and I love it. And being in Florida, it's a perfect place
to be. It's the reason you live there. It is.
It's the reason I love being down here. I thought I'd be out on the water. I thought I'd be going to the beach. No, I don't do it. I play a lot of golf. That's what I do. So yesterday, I head out, and it was mid-afternoon, 1 o'clock, and I take care of some errands around the house, and then I'm off to play golf. And I have to be a full confession here. I have never tried, and I vowed that I would never say on the air, and I would never say to my listeners, that I am pretending to be younger than I am. I pretend to be what you hear is what it really is. Mm-hmm. I think I am a forward-thinking 62-year-old. I do not think that I am an early old man, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay.
But I will tell you that when you hit the big 6-0, when you're in that zone, you start to think about father time more than any time in your life.
Yes.
I didn't, at 50, I was like, oh my God, I'm old now. 40, I was the same way. But I will tell you, at the big 6-0, it's kind of like it's a milestone. I would imagine the next one, if I'm fortunate enough to make it, will be even bigger. And then after that, you know, then it's just like, you know, start whittling your casket. That's the way I look at that. But I will tell you.
Are you going to make your own casket?
I'm planning on it.
I think that's beautiful.
When I hit 70, if I'm healthy and I'm 80, I will whittle it.
I think it should be
one
like
one piece
the thing
of wood, like Owen Wilson
exactly
in Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents.
Yeah, I whittled it out of my own piece of wood.
A little something for a guy named JC.
I'd have to say Jesus Christ. But anyway, so getting back to it. So you think about it. You think about it. And there are a couple of things I think about more than any other. When I think about memory.
Yeah.
And I think about that. I think about that lately. That's almost like thinking about eyesight when you turn 40. Because that's when my reading glasses era started.
I really wish you had just said, Mike, I think about memory.
Right.
And I think about memory.
Yes. See, that's where the 30 years comes in right there. So that's it. That's funny. I'm going to say this, and you might think it's not a big deal. To me, it was.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what happens. Yesterday, I am out on the golf course, and it's towards the end of the round. And I'm playing with some very pleasant guys.
Good.
It's just to look, you can play, if you're an avid golfer, you can play with anybody. Doesn't matter whether a person's nice person, not nice person, you can play with anybody. But if you happen to be playing with guys that are fun and competitive and stuff, it was a nice little mix of guys. And I was very, very, it was very enjoyable, even though we weren't playing all that well. Everybody was really competitive and it was fun. So we get to I don't know what point it was in the round that I'm thinking about the evening, because I got to take my son and my wife to this little dinner theater Christmas show last night, and the only tickets we could get were for last night.
Right.
So I looked in, and I have this little compartment in the golf cart. I look and I check my phone to see what time it was. And
right.
I was like, we're chugging along. Everything's fine. No problem at all. And so we play a few more holes. And at one point, I think something popped out of the cart, like somebody's hat might have fallen out or something fell out of the cart. We went back and we got it. And I'm playing and I'm concentrating and everything's going. And then towards the end of the round, maybe three holes to go, I decide I'm going to check my phone again, and I look in the little compartment, and it's gone.
Oh, no.
And I said to myself, you know, of all the things.
It's, here it's we go wallet, again.
It's wallet yeah, info. Yeah, here yeah. we go again. I got a thingy in my wallet now that I can control from my phone that'll go meep meep. And I've got, of course, find my phone on my computer.
Sure.
But my computer is here and
you didn't
I'm down
bring
there.
Your laptop to the golf course.
So I say to my playing partner, did you see my phone? I've got, you know, I got me a yellow case.
Yeah, easy to spot.
So it's super bright. So it's easy to find. And I'm sitting there and talking to him. And he's like, I don't know. Yeah. And by the way, old men,
yeah,
when it comes to finding anything, don't count on any.
Don't bring your problems.
No empathy.
The golf ball is, if you got a guy that follows your golf ball, it's a miracle. It's lucky.
Right on.
But anything lost, get a group of old men. It's like they're thinking about whether it's going to be mashed or fries. That's it.
That's it.
At that particular time
they're
of day.
Thinking,
and,
it's,
and the sun's getting
potatoes, yeah.
And the sun's getting low in the sky boil. And so I'm looking over and I'm the round is over, and all I can think, I'm not even thinking about golf, I'm thinking about get this phone and retrace your steps, because it's every possibility it has popped out, and because it's relatively recent, I kind of remember every part of the course that I was on to a degree, you know, because, you know, so anyway.
Check all the sand traps.
I go out and I look and I go through literally every hole that I've played, and I'm going back. And meanwhile, I'm coming across people who are wrapping up, and I'm saying, have you seen a phone with like a yellow case? And they go, no, you know, because it's.
Did anyone ask if you needed help finding your way home?
No, it was fine.
When you're wandering, when you're wandering backwards on a golf course.
Can we help you, bud?
I then go into the clubhouse where the bets are being settled, and everybody's like, that's what it sounds like in a group of you know, elderly men who are playing golf like me here, with an occasional I go in, and then they all look up, and I say, has anybody seen an iPhone with a yellow case on it? And like 400 heads pop up like lemurs, you know.
Exactly. Prairie dogs. Huh?
And look at me like, I'm in and out of there. I know immediately nobody's found it. Because if somebody found it, I got it. It would have been fine. But it's embarrassing to do that.
Yeah.
Because for a variety of reasons, which I've explained.
Well, you look irresponsible.
I'm just not
there he
the new
goes
guy.
Again.
And I'm still very much the new guy. So it doesn't matter.
Hopefully you can make it home.
I've retraced my steps. It's getting to be 5 o'clock. The sun is going down, and it's back to my car, and I drive back to my car, and I hop in
minutes?
And I'm ready for
how many minutes do you think you spent?
This is a half an hour
in panic.
This is a half an hour that I've been looking, hunting down, asking 3, 4, 5 people, driving.
It's
into
bad enough.
Groups that are teeing
it's
off at the late day.
When you lose your phone in your house, which I've done, and you have it on silence, but when you find it, it could be anywhere
in
on the
public.
Course. Oh, the worst.
Jeez.
And so I'm very depressed, and I'm thinking about all the things I'm going to have to do with call. But I drive back, park my little golf cart at my friend's house, who has enough money to live there when I can't.
Right.
And I go into my car, and there's my phone on the magnet. It's not a question of forgetting. I have manufactured a scenario in my brain where I was checking that phone, where I was looking at it, that is obviously from another time, zone. The space-time continuum.
Is it possible that you had your partner? Were you sharing a cart?
Oh, he contributed by saying, I thought I saw you with it.
Now, I was going to say, were you sharing a cart with a partner?
Yes.
Could you have looked at his phone thinking
that
it was
that sounded oddly sexual.
Yes.
Yes, and of it was and it was intended to.
Never go alone.
Were you sharing a cart with a partner?
Never.
But did you is it possible?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Gross. Is it possible you looked at his phone thinking it was yours?
No. No, because this, my friend,
mellow yellow
is you just don't.
Yeah,
that's
but
the
mean,
reason this color was selected online and overpaid for, like so many things that are grossly overcharged.
Mike, it has
for.
An apple on like it, though, so that's good.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I
went
was
with a speck.
Right after my joy, of finding where you're not going to have to go through the hassle.
Right.
I see. Missed call from Oscar. And so Oscar got this immediately after I had found
fresh.
My phone.
Okay.
And Oscar's calling me with some fruitcake information.
Yes. Right.
And some business stuff we were discussing. And Oscar got it fresh yesterday where I was just, I was.
Did you remember who Oscar was?
He gave me the primer of
new phone. Who dis?
You and Rob better get comfortable because I may not be here for long. Because I'll be blowing spit bubbles.
Because soon. really,
he can do a segment once a week, can't he? Can't you do a segment?
No, I mean it would just be. You mean like Willard?
Yeah, exactly.
Where I should say. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from great cities like Salinas, California, Silver Spring, Maryland. I'm Mike O'Mara. And we are heard in great cities like Salinas, California, and Silver Spring, Maryland. And I told Oscar, what did I tell you? I said, please make sure I'm counting on you because he wouldn't say anything. But you would tell me if
the time has come.
Happens. Yes.
And by the way, if you're listening to me right now, the date is December 16th, 2021, and you're listening today, so, I remember that show when Mike was joking about that.
Right. Yeah.
Remember, you heard it here. If it happens to be something that's
I think
fast.
June 1st of, and that's right in the middle of birthday season, June 1st, 2022 is when we will reduce you to one pre-taped segment a week.
Mike has...
You think it's going to be that accelerated?
Well, no, because we want to preserve you. We don't... We're going to be proactive.
You have two things going for you. You have a young son who keeps you moving. You have a young wife who keeps you moving.
Yes.
And they both aren't going to let you punt at life.
I'm not going to punt. Yeah. I'm going to try. I'm just talking about. I'm going to now.
You're a fighter, Mike.
I'm going to be going down to the elderly drugstore that we have near my kid's school, and I'm going to grind up, like in that movie Dope Sick, with Michael Keaton. I'm going to grind up the Prevagen,
a mortar and pestle.
And I'm going to snort it.
Yeah,
the Prevagen.
Yeah, I'm going to take Prevagen. I'm going to go. I remember when I was 3 years old. It was a fantastic time. That's the way it went, everybody. It was incredible. This was not forgetting something. This was completely, and they say, I've read about it, this was completely pulling an Anthony Hopkins in The Father.
Mike.
You know, remember when he talks to the person who's not there? Come on. I was talking to my phone that wasn't there. I'm going to sneeze.
The Prevagen is a good idea, but you may want to make a note so you don't forget to take it.
That's funny.
Bless.
That's very funny. By the way, you're going to be so much quicker than me.
Yeah.
And what?
Because your arteries everywhere in your body are probably already going
the next level.
Oh, I'll never get to forgetfulness. I'll be dead. I'll die.
Do you?
No, I don't think so. I think your body is going to hang on because the lack of any appreciable damage done by any stress whatsoever to your joints. Or as far as physical movement, you're a man who has spent his entire... This is astonishing to me.
I can't tell if he's... Are you flattering or insulting me? I can't tell.
You have
spent your entire lifetime. There has not been one stress on any muscle.
See, that's a lie. Because remember,
twice
I lost weight, remember? There was
you lost weight,
but that was involved with a lot of
two times in 50 years
treadmills and
not terrible.
Well, but he said never. I'm just saying that it happened.
You were to analyze, the amount of months out of your 50 years
I would say one full year, so 2%.
Yeah, 2%.
2%.
You exercise
for a full year.
Yeah, well, 2 6-month hunks at least. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But that's saying something. You did that. That's good. That's
and who
that's
knows?
Good,
it could happen again. Also,
but no contact sports and no knee damage from really running away. You were on an elliptical, right?
Right, right. Or treadmill the first time was the heavy end of the treadmill.
That works the joints a little bit. Yeah. All right, congratulations.
It was the third time, right?
Yeah, the third time is the charm.
That's it. Absolutely. And I'm the same way. I mean, I ride the bike every month. It's terrible. I should be on that thing every day.
Do you feel, and this is not, I don't want to give you an out, but those magnetic holders in your car, I forget
my phone. I leave it on that magnetic holder all the time. It's much easier when it just used to loll around in the cup holders. That's when I could find
I'm
it.
So
but I just
ADD,
leave it there. It's so convenient.
I'm
you know?
So ADD that four times a day I check for my wallet, my keys, and my phone. And I always have, and especially when I'm leaving a car or something like that. It's just part of my routine.
Because I love the magnet I got is so perfectly placed and it's so convenient for me, to have room. But I do forget it on
the
a regular.
Sad thing
that's, you know what? That actually makes me feel better, Oscar.
It's happened.
That actually makes me.
It's
feel
happened to
better.
Me in the city where I like here. This yes. is the day my window smashed out, and Shannon's like, "Why are you walking out in the like at 1 a.m. into the car to
the car?" City.
Yes.
When it's freezing outside, I said. I probably don't have a driver's side window anymore. I left my phone sitting on the magnet.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. And okay, well, that maybe that makes me feel a little bit. But the whole scenario of actually, in my mind, opening this, and I got a little hatch where I keep stuff, where the keys,
your
wallet, and my weed.
Your eight ball.
Right there. That's what I remember.
The sad thing is that since he put that magnet in his car, all of his cassettes have been erased.
That's right. I love my eight-tracks. My eight-tracks in my golf cart
Where's
are gone,
Boston,
gone, gone,
gone. Where's my Boston cassette?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say something really funny now, but after that I forgot what it was.
How
completely.
Would
it's true. Happens more and more
how
during the show.
How would we erase an eight-track when we were younger? Because I used to have carts. I don't remember how.
Yeah, it was a big magnet. There was either a block magnet that you would turn
yep.
on.
Yeah. But and you'd sweep it across the top
I
of it.
I remember, yes.
But then if you were fancy, they also had a conveyor belt one. Where you could
you
like
didn't do it to an 8-track. 8-tracks were carts. Forever.
Yeah, you did it on carts or
you
reels.
You could have erased an 8-track by doing that, but you don't do that because an 8-track was something where you would have, like I had when I had my Fifth Dimension 8-track that was in my player.
I saw the Fifth Dimension on TV this very week, and I said, you know what? I like the fat guy in the Fifth Dimension.
I will give you three 8-tracks that I actually remember I had. That's working the old brain right there. I had the Fifth Dimension.
Would you like to
I had
ride
the original in my beautiful balloon. My beautiful balloon. And then I had the original Boston album. That was on 8-track.
I only guessed. That's a great album, though. One of my favorites.
And then the third one I had was Fog Hat.
Oh,
Fool for the City.
Wow, cool.
I never bought an 8-track to play. I never played an 8-track. I have a few Elvis ones that I collect for Elvis, but I never. That's the one music format that eludes me is the 8-track.
I know we're running late. I know, but it is the holidays. I have to find.
Yeah,
this.
It's the holidays.
It's the holidays, Oscar. Did you
it's
ever
the
have an 8-track?
Days.
No.
Did you buy cassettes of albums?
No, we would.
Oh, and by the way, Carrie got the DVD of Foo Fighters that you,
oh, that's
and
sweet.
She loved it.
There was a llama in our village that would spit, and it would sound a little bit like rock and roll.
You have to spit in rhythm?
Yes.
I bought the occasional cassette for an album, but I hated the format of cassettes. I never stopped buying LPs.
Well, it wasn't an alpaca. I think it was a llama.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mike, if you're going to do a DJ thing here, please use the DJ name Alpaca.
Alpaca.
Hey, it's the Alpaca Show. How you doing, everybody? Boy, how many slow rides do we have here? I'm just going into my deep cuts for a slow ride right now.
You mean you have on your soundboard?
Oh, here it is. This is the one I remember. This is the one I like.
Oh, yeah.
Fool for the city.
Perfect.
That's it.
Love it.
All right.
It's
my brain's
great
better
music.
Now. Thank you. Yeah,
music.
Wonderful music.
Well, the fact, I don't know the Fifth Dimension, but Boston and Foghat.
Oh, you would know that, Mike. Let me just give him a little Fifth Dimension. Because, you
all
know.
Right. They, Fifth Dimension was my middle of the road, adult contemporary, soft rock.
I'm guessing
not hard rock.
Your parents might have bought you the Fifth Dimension. Here, honey, they're on the charts. You'll love these.
It's the Fifth. No, I got it myself. I like the Fifth Dimension. Okay. It was a bright colored. Are we going to get it decade?
You want to settle down there, pal?
Was it a super group or just a group?
Hey, everybody.
Vocal group.
How you doing? Yeah. This is Alpaca with you.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful
This is garbage.
No. How about this? This is a good karaoke record.
Hey, Bill, I love you still. Send this out to my dear departed father, Alpaca Show.
Bill, I love you so.
I know every song on here by heart.
Are you going to Surrey on down, Al?
Yeah, Surrey on top, Surrey on down to... That's a sucky one. Play another one.
That was a number one hit.
It sucked. I hate it. It was not a number one.
I believe it was.
No, it wasn't. No. Last night, you know, I didn't get to sleep at all. I'm Oscar Santana. I have a terrible problem with insomnia. Alpaca Show.
And Mike, we have now exhausted my collection of the fifth dimension.
That's right. Good. Now we can get out of here and take a break. We will be back. Hey, guess what?
What's that? Oscar's take today.
Oscar's take on the Mike O'Mara Show coming back. Did I mention it's Oscar's take
Oscar's coming back.
I was doing the memory thing. We'll be back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm a conflicted and memory-challenged man.
Romeo and Juliet. Antony and Cleopatra. Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories. Mike and Carla O'Mara. Their love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and order the TMOS Bonus Show today. You'll love it, just like Carla loves Mike.
Doing dishes angry, Carla. How are you? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Department of Labor has reported that inflation is accelerating at its fastest pace since 1982. That signals a possible rate hike by the Fed. What does this mean for you? Well, with the holiday season upon us and rates still at historic lows, you can use the equity in your home to cover your holiday expenses, pay off credit cards, or take cash out for any reason, all before this imminent rate hike. You need to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial today. Cornerstone First is a direct lender with their own money, so they'll guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Even if you're working with another company, you can use them as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. Whether a purchase or a refinance, the team at Cornerstone First is ready to help. Just in time for the holidays, call the only mortgage company I recommend, Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara podcast for over 6 years now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And Merry Christmas from Cornerstone First Financial. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
A review and a comment on the news of the day is only our Bolivian Blowyeta can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Oscar's take.
Oscar's take. And Mike, point of order?
Yes.
My apologies. Stone Soul Picnic only made it to number 3, number 2 on the R&B charts.
Yeah.
But still a big hit.
Not a fan, though. Of the whole album, that was not the one I liked the most. I love Bill. Bill, I love you.
You know what? If we ever karaoke again, do let's sing that.
Fun. Maybe Tuesday night. All right. Oscar's take.
Oscar's take. Diddly. Oh, you want that? Okay. Here we go.
Gentlemen.
Sorry. Here we go. The Stinger.
Oscar, Ben Affleck suggested his marriage to Jennifer Garner made him drink.
Mike, it's pronounced Ben Affleck.
And if they hadn't split, he might still be drinking. But the internet is pointing out that he was an alcoholic before they met, and she helped him get sober years after they split. I read this just the other day. I felt a little weird about that quote from Ben Affleck. I think he was on Stern when he said it.
Mm-hmm. Whew. If you recall... I've always said this, that there's a magic and a mysticism, almost like black magic that Latinas give off, Latin women. That's the way I feel as a Latin man. I actually won't date Latin women because it's just too powerful. I think that his time with Jennifer Lopez, before, remember, Jennifer Gardner,
Garner.
Garner had him in.
Stuann Stabile.
Had him in a wonderful, wonderful stew of like, wow, I'm a celebrity, but I. Like, the one thing celebrities can't do is they can't cope with not getting something they want. And for that relationship to implode the way it did, so fast and so quick, and then for him to start dating another actress and then get married and start a family, I think there was unresolved issues within himself and Jennifer Lopez that now we have seen to come full circle. And that's what drove him.
Okay, so you think, and that's why he's kind of throwing shade at Jennifer Garner now, because of the, you know, when it's not justified, really, if
no,
he was an alcoholic
before.
It's all
him.
It's all him. He's a mallet head, I think. I really do. I've always thought that.
But if you're married to someone, you're still in love with your ex. You know what that recipe stands for.
It's terrible.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe, Mike, maybe he's in love with love.
He's in love with love. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar, Snooki seems like the kind of person who'd stand up to anybody, and you'd think she's seen her share of drama over the years on the Jersey Shore, but believe it or not, we'll probably never see her on one of those Real Housewives shows.
Snooki Pelosi?
Snooki Pelosi.
Pelosi.
Stuann Stabile.
She doesn't think she could handle Real Housewives. I don't think they have to worry about her being on one. Anyway, she says, quote, I'm like terrified because some of those girls, they get into it. Even though I'm on a reality show, I hate drama. I like positivity and I like having a good time and going home and just feel like it would be wild. She adds, I don't think I can hang. I don't really go out. I like to stay home. I like to be in my bed at night by 8. That's Snooki, Oscar.
Snooki.
I don't. If you're ever on TMZ, there's a little pop up that splits up the stories that says remember them or remember him, remember her.
I've seen this.
I respect the people that show up there because the majority of them have left show business because they were showbiz kids,
right?
And some of them, you know, they've run into the law. The situation, all the Jersey Shore, the entire cast, they all have a choice at this point in their life. To move into another world, or to continue down this path. And this is a clear cry for a PR stunt to get onto some sort of housewives show.
Are you saying
that's
she's
all it is?
DTF?
Yeah, she's down to film.
Right, exactly. And
down to film?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that DTF?
No.
Well, that's not what they used on the show.
That's the way I'm using it here, out of respect to the team.
Yes.
All right, I get it.
But she's down to film, and nobody wants her.
Yeah,
we're good.
She's basically fishing is what she's doing.
Is Mike the Situation Sorrentino out of jail yet?
He's out of jail.
That's good.
He's been out of jail for a while. He's real happy when he got out. He went out for a big Italian meal.
You got to lay low.
Shocking.
You got.
I don't know why I know that, but I do. Lay low. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, this one's for you and your mom-o. 2,000 Americans voted to see who the best gift givers are, and one person got way more votes than anyone else. Moms.
Mother.
Moms give the best gifts. That sounds like a test. Mothers give the best gifts in general. It seems that moms were voted number one with 18% of the vote, followed by your significant other with 12%, sisters with 10%, brothers with 8%, and dads with 7%. John Tesh, you know what I just realized? Sounds like Twitch. John Lee.
He could do that.
Oh my God.
He could do that. Yes.
John,
yes. He sounds like fun facts with Twitch Riddell. The rest of the top 10, grandmothers, daughters, friends, grandfathers, and a tie between aunts, uncles, and sons. So who gives the worst gifts? Nephews, family, friends, and roommates.
Who's
all
getting
tied for last
from
place.
Your nephew?
Exactly. It's ridiculous. You know,
that would be
sweet.
That
does it,
that would be nice.
I don't think I ever gave my aunt or uncles any kind of gift whatsoever, except my presence.
My mom.
Presence with a C.
At this point, she used to be the best. She's the worst. The worst gift giver
she
ever.
She used to be the best, though.
She used to be the best. The worst. This is the bit we're doing this year. She sends me links to Macy's, because she thinks Macy's still Macy's from back in the day.
Yeah.
And she said, "Will you order this?"
Hello, Mr. Shellhammer.
And it's not you. And then she'll call me. She'll be like, "Would you order this for Shannon?" And then my dad's in the back. He's like, "Yes, me too, for Shannon.
Oh, so you're like the present pimp.
I'm buying
the
presents for my parents to my wife.
Do you have to forge their name on the card?
And I'm paying for them. I'm paying. You don't, I'm not going to ask my parents for money back on their gifts.
Yeah.
I'm literally paying for their presents.
Wow.
Worst Macy's. Gift givers ever.
I just Macy's. Like Macy's. Yeah. Macy's. Where you're listening to Oscar's Take.
This is what I had to take.
A man was arrested Tuesday after breaking a drive-through window and assaulting an employee at a McDonald's, according to Seattle police. Seattle, wow. Shortly after midnight on December 7th, a suspect parked his vehicle at the McDonald's location in Seattle Center and approached the drive-through window. He demanded food from the employee working at the window, but she told him he needed to go to the other side of the building and place his order through the speaker. The suspect refused to follow directions and reportedly made faces and threats at the employee in an attempt to intimidate her.
Faces.
The store's manager stepped in and tried to reason with him. When she was unsuccessful, she closed the drive-through window. The suspect then grabbed a crowbar from his vehicle and threw it towards the store, shattering the drive-through window and striking an employee in the back of her head at the Mickey D's in Seattle. Oscar Santana.
Guys, this is part of the human condition. I know economists are worried about inflation. I'm worried about this nonsense.
Yeah.
There were days when criminals used to, like, they knew where the cameras were. They knew that these shenanigans only went down in behind the bushes where there was no camera angles. Now, a drive-through being attacked, a place where it should bring you joy, calories, you know, carbohydrates.
Yes.
That's a happy place. Mm-hmm. If that place is being sullied, what is going on with our human condition?
Oh, my God, you're right. Society falling apart. Yes. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, Oscar, Pornhub just released its annual year in review that looks at the world's porn viewing habits. Here are the highlights. The top searches in the U.S. this year were hentai, which is anime porn. Hi, Pony.
Hi there. In the other room, he is laughing and cackling. I
hentai,
hear
hentai, please. Get
it's
it
hentai.
Right.
Oh, hentai. Sorry about
pervert.
That.
Absolutely.
Get it right.
Lesbian, MILF, ebony, Asian, Latina, and threesome. The state that lingered longer on porn, Wisconsin. 11 minutes and 3 seconds. I don't know why that's funny to me. But it is that Wisconsin that like lingers the longest.
Hey, where's your anime porn?
You have any hentai?
Don't hente. Eat all the cheese curds.
How do you spell ebony?
Colorado.
Not getting any pings on this search day.
Colorado was in last place at 8 minutes and 51 seconds.
Sure.
The average porn viewer in the U.S. was 37 years old. Only 17% were 55 and older. Well, that's enough. On the flip side, 27% were 55 and older in South Korea.
Well, how about that? Isn't that great. Something? How
I'm so glad.
Can John Tesh read that last sentence?
On the flip side, 27% of porn viewers were 55 and older in South Korea. I didn't think when I'm getting this out, I was just getting this for you. I didn't think the whole thing would be damn funny. They also put out a map of the U.S. and listed the terms that each state searched the most for relative to other states.
Oh.
For example, in California, it's Asian.
Nice.
In Alaska, it's morning sex. And in Texas, it's thick Latina.
Oh, nice.
That's very nice. They have a sickness for the thickness.
In Ohio, it's cougar. In Arkansas, it's divorced.
Oh.
In Utah, it's Mormon, naturally.
Yeah.
And in Virginia, Rob Spiewak, it's dirty talk.
Really?
In Louisiana, in Louisiana, it's simply naked women.
I want to see naked women.
It's so simple.
Naked women. In Iowa, it's Harley Quinn.
Wow. Mike, I just checked. The second most searched term in Virginia is Yunkin. Shocking.
In Nevada, it's twerking. In Massachusetts, it's hot wife. And in Hawaii, it's amateur wife.
Mm. All amateur
there they
wife.
Are. I'm sorry that was funnier than I thought.
No,
but,
this is great. This is great. So, pro tip.
South Korea?
From my friend Schmosker or Schmantana. He said, look, sometimes, especially if you've seen, you know, all the hits, if you've watched what you feel like is the entire internet, there is a way to filter out most recent videos, he said. And then if you take a deeper dive within the filters of this website, you can see starlets that have the fewest amount of videos with another filter. So up-and-comers, newbies, right, to the scene. Just a pro tip if you're lonely on the holidays. And then once you click through that filter, mm-hmm. Schmosker said, just with some detail, that if you look into the single digits, these are the future stars, the number one draft picks.
At what point do you see the pop-up where you can just turn yourself in?
That's it. We're out of here. He does that a little bit. That's awesome. That was a great segment. I got to do that regularly. That is too much fun. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and I'm going to talk Christmas gifts with the boys when we return right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And a reminder, remember, everybody, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, holiday cocktail party right here.
Dennis Murphy hung around Pondville Media and tried to break into broadcasting, but his natural speech proved to be a huge obstacle. Then one day, he would later tell his biographer, the voice of God told him to take diction lessons, and his whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Dennis practiced faithfully for many months, and through diligence and perseverance, it was only a question of time before he emerged a major f***ing star.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. Welcome to Murphy's Musings. I'm Dennis Murphy. Our broadcast is sponsored this evening by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Frightfully witty, uncensored content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and purchase a subscription so you never miss a minute of the fun.
Yank. There he is. Personal style, everybody, can define you as a person and help you express yourself. Indochino can get your closet where you want it to be before the new year starts. You can also gift a wardrobe update with an Indochino gift card. Indochino offers custom-fitted suits, shirts, casual wear, and more at surprisingly affordable prices. Yes. Every piece is made to your exact measurements, and you can customize every detail, including the fabric, lapel, monogram, and statement lining.
Look at the statement lining.
Look at that statement lining. Look at that thing. That pops, baby. You can create a suit that fits you and your style perfectly. The best part? Indochino suits start from just $429 and shirts from $79 with all customizations included. Oscar has used Indochino for years. He loves it. You will too. Give yourself a custom closet revamp with Indochino or give the gift of great style with an Indochino gift card. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using promo code TMOS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code TMOS. All right, well, there are a couple of things I want to do here. And I'm dying to share this. I'm dying to get any insight from anybody, like at Podville. But I'm worried about this spilling on to the internet. And my wife's probably going to hear about it anyway, but sure. I don't care because I want to talk to you guys about it. So my son has pretty much come out directly and said that the Christmas present he wants more than anything else is a snake.
Ooh.
And
before you move on, where do you think he got this notion? Does he have a friend with a snake?
Well, no, I think that he's a Florida kid.
Well, no, I never wanted a snake. I still want a snake.
Ugh. Oh, love to hang.
Not vermin. No, wonderful, beautiful reptile. People. It's cool. He is small a Florida dogs. Kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's into this. I think he's got an amazingly curious mind. And in the back of my mind, I'm probably a little fascinated with the critters as well. And so
I know why you want it, because you're out to get rid of Frankie.
Ooh, good call.
No, I don't think it would be a big.
That snake gets out.
It wouldn't be a big enough
constricts
one.
Constricts right around Frankie. It's curtains.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Yeah. I'm today going to go, if they're open and if they're a viable entity, I looked them up online, the reptile place, and see. I want to see if I can pick it up like really close to the holiday and bring it here, maybe hide it in the garage with the aquarium and everything all ready
You're
to go.
You're in Florida. I bet there's one hiding in your garage already.
You're probably right. You probably got a hell of a... What's that, Pony?
Just go look around and catch one.
Yeah, and it's pronounced hentai.
Yeah. Pony, I got a question for you. So do you know anything? You're the only exotic pet owner that
he's
I know.
Pony Exotic.
Yeah.
Do you know
like in
anything?
The movie The Freshman.
Can you please,
Joe
just
Exotic.
For a second, please, do you know anything about exotic pets like a snake?
I'm not a reptile guy, but I will recommend strongly against trying to like hide it in the garage or something, because 99% of the time it's going to get out and you will never find it again.
It'll
disappear somewhere.
Yeah, everyone that I, growing up, that I grew up with that had a snake, which was cool, and they were the cool kid, right? Their snakes always got out of their aquariums, always.
Really?
For like, and I don't know if aquariums have gotten any better since we had pets.
Yeah, great aquarium technology.
Yes.
You know, my aquariums have really come a long way.
No, I mean,
way.
I've always thought of aquarium technology to keep it secure is a brick. Like you put a brick on the top of the lid.
But it takes
little screened
it takes
lid.
A 16-year-old or an 8-year-old, and I'm not against this. 2 seconds to forget to put the brick or whatever holding down.
Well, I am hoping that when I do my fact finding, and I'll give you an update,
right,
that there are perhaps technologies in place, you know, that will
an
prevent
electric
this
fence?
From happening.
The problem is the collar keeps slipping off.
Electric fence! You're such an ass. Oh, God. You are such an ass.
Now we can make boots, Michael. No worries.
Look.
Where'd you get the belt?
Look, I'm doing it. I want to do it.
Sure.
I can't wait.
Sweet.
How many times do you get that moment? And I'm hoping, even with my big mouth here,
blabbermouth,
that nobody knows what's going to be going down with this.
What's the feeding situation? Are you going to buy the mice that need to go?
Oh, it's true, mice.
You know. Can't you put like a? Does it have to be? Are they all live feedings?
All of the snakes that I grew up with, and maybe 4 or 5 people, you know, from 10 to 18 had snakes. I never wanted to be around for the live feedings.
Oh, speaking of pets, there's Santos.
Hey,
hi, Santos. I'm kind of jacked because I think
maybe there's a vegan
out of his
there's
mind.
A vegan snake that they sell.
Lettuce. Yes. Just put a head of lettuce in there and do
or,
that.
Or crickets.
No, I'm going to get educated today, hopefully, and I'm going to call them, let them know I'm coming, and then we'll see where we go
snakes,
from there.
All snakes are carnivores.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Some eat warm-blooded prey like rodents, rabbits, and birds, while others eat insects, amphibians like frogs or toads, eggs, or other reptiles, fish, or worms.
Mm. Good. I'll boil some eggs.
Hot dog.
No, how about like a deviled egg with some paprika on it?
Pretty. Deviled egg. Yeah, that's a hassle. I don't want to do that every
Well,
week.
9 pills a day is a hassle.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? It's not going to be
about
a big snake. No, I don't want any furry, stinky, you know.
No minks? And then you can make a coat.
And it'll ultimately be in his room. And you
for
know,
how
that's,
long?
Well, I don't know. I hope I'm going to get look
until he hears screams.
Wait for the show.
Yeah, do you think there's a chance I go into this store and say it's for an 8-year-old and say no, too young to have a snake?
There's a chance.
No, not in Florida.
No, not in Florida.
Oh, not in
I don't
Florida.
Think.
Not, sure.
Yeah, Michael, congratulations. I hope you enjoy your baby king cobra.
What they would say, Mike, is usually, I'm getting a snake for an 8-year-old. I say, what you mean he ain't got one yet?
I'm excited. I will keep you posted.
Nothing
I will let
better,
you know.
Nothing better
what's
than
happening.
Giving a kid their very best Christmas wish.
Yeah. It's what he wants. He said it like 3 times lately, and that's you know, that's with the flight simulator thing that's kind of being mucked up by me right now.
Get him a snake simulator.
A snake simulator. Thank you. We'll take a break.
Learn how to slither
with an electric fence. We'll take a break. Come back with more right here. Hey, O'Reilly here. Listen, you know, it's come to my attention that a great gift for the holidays is the bonus show. And you get the bonus show subscription and you give it to somebody you like. Simple as that. You know, it's not confusing. No problem at all.
Just get your bonus show, gift it to someone who might like TMOS, and you know, where they cuss and they talk about stupid stuff, because they're not bright guys. Really. Mm. And they're not trustworthy, but it's okay. Get the bonus show, support TMOS and all the good works they do. Although I'm not really aware they do any really good works. Ah, they make you laugh. All right. Well, you know, a trained pigeon can make you laugh. All right. O'Reilly out. Thank you. And have a happy, safe holiday season. And remember, keep the Christ in Christmas.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Aura, A-U-R-A. The way you use the internet has changed dramatically over the last decade, but sadly, security tools have mostly stayed the same. That ain't good. Aura provides complete digital security to help protect your online accounts, finances, and devices, and more, all in one easy-to-use app. Aura provides digital security protection to keep you safe from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked online, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners up to 40% off plans when you visit aura.com/TMOS. I got it wrong.
Okay, good.
Go to aura.com/TMOS to get complete protection and savings up to 40%. That's aura.com/TMOS. Rob is holding up a sign to tell me that the man is here. He is standing by, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time to talk football with the man himself. I give you the one, the only, Nicky Dimas.
The Megalus!
St. Nick!
That intro,
yes.
Baby.
Wow. Yeah, it looks fantastic. It looks like you've done a little remodeling there. It's, you know, are you spicing up the joint since the passing of your dear friend and benefactor, Ernie?
Yes, rest in peace, Ernie. But, you know, now I can put my little own little touches on this lovely apartment here in the retirement community known as Desert Green.
What touches have you used? Doilies, throw pillows? What have you done?
Spiewak, I watch HGTV religiously. I know both the Property Brothers. So, no, I've got quite the feng shui going on here at Accent Wall. I've got some new backsplash in the kitchen. We're taking over, baby. It's going to be a whole new vibe.
Oh, Nicky, you must be really happy to be home because I understand you've been traveling a lot.
Yes. Love it or list it. It's now an HGTV theme.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Nicky, you know, I have to say, I know people get tired of hearing me talk about the New York Giants, but I was reading an article today. I don't know anything about salary caps and all that stuff, but the Giants seem to be in a precarious position. Normally, teams that are challenged with the NFL salary cap, they have winning teams, and that's why they're stretched to the limit. You got a horrible team that's in the same position with the New York Giants. That does not bode well for the future of that franchise, does it?
It does not bode well at all. I mean, you look at, they got a top three pick at running back. They got a top five pick at left tackle. They got a top 10 pick at quarterback. They've got a wide receiver, a big free agency signing last year. They got a number one pick at wide receiver. They got a number one pick at tight end. How do they suck on offense? I mean, all they do is invest in offense, and they're horrible. I don't understand. What are you talking
Thank you.
About? How can you miss that badly?
Nicky, there's my Christmas present. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, now it's on to the rest of the league. Getting down to the wire. We're getting down to the wire. It's December, baby. Take it away, Nicky Diamond.
Cream rising to the top. And look, let's start off with our Diamond pick of the week. That football team, the entire team's on the COVID one night, except for Dan Snyder. Apparently nothing can touch him. Amazing. I don't know what kind of vaccine has. Hey, let's have sexual assault and be awful. Still keep our job. I don't know how that happens. Whatever. But yeah, they got no team. They're going to Philly, coming off a bye. I say that the Jalen Hurts, the quarterback of the Eagles, will run the ball really well. He might not throw it, but he's going to run on that depleted defense of Washington. He's going to light them up in fantasy. Jalen Hurts, start him. How about your Fantastic Five? Number five, coming off a loss, but still pulling good, doing well. The Arizona Cardinals coming in at number five. Number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Overtime win against those Fighting Cerritos. Number three, the New England Patriots coming off a bye, but still number one seed in the AFC. Number two, the Chiefs. They are back. The Raiders. You thought they had something for them? No, you got destroyed, demolished. And number one, the brand, the Green Bay Packers. But that leads me to this. The diamond variant.
Oh, no.
There's a couple rules in betting, Mike, is that you don't really bet on an awful team. But this week we're going against that. The Jacksonville Jaguars. They got rid of their coach. Have you ever been in a situation, fellas, where there's just a cancer in the room? Maybe at the company you work for, maybe somewhere you live, maybe on a podcast, I don't know. You get rid of that person, and somehow things get better. It's more fun to go to work. You feel there's a little pep in your step. Your chin is up. You're smiling. You're motivated. You care. You actually care about your product. Well, that's what's going to happen with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Urban Meyer is out. The Texans come to town. They're going to get their ass kicked, baby.
Wow.
You, Urban. You were the problem, not Trevor Lawrence with the beautiful hair. It was you, Urban Meyer. Kick rocks, beat it. They're going to light them up. It's the Jags, baby. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. There he goes.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
So true. Wait, and
did
fresh.
I miss? Just did I, happened. Was I like in a, just was happened. I in a box?
It just happened.
Like today?
Yes. Oh, it was announced this morning. Yes. Yeah.
So they booted Urban Meyer after all that. He's out of there,
back
baby.
To the steakhouse.
Oh, man. What is it like with ownership that actually makes a move? Wow, that's got to be.
Mike,
I'm sorry.
You can actively prevent an investigation.
That's amazing. God, that's a Urban Meyer. So back to his steakhouse and his pint house and all of his $12 cocktails. That certainly didn't work out well.
No, good.
I'm glad. Well, that would now remember that one of everything. Remember, if the Jags this weekend, Jacksonville, if they win, I'm going to say Nicky Diamond is going to be, it's going to be elevated status. For
genius.
That. It's going to be fantastic.
Genius.
One of his best ever. Thanks for my Giants Christmas gift. We got to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is the man. The legend, Mr. Rob Electric Fence Spiewak.
Taking a trip, Mike. Taking
with Soundtown.
Yeah, we're going to Soundtown. By a train.
Yeah, Soundtown. I might hate that one, too. I might go back to the audio book.
No, Soundtown's great.
I don't know. All right. I'm just, you know, I've got problems
it's
today.
Holidays.
We'll be right back.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to the show. With a reminder, speaking of that promo, we are going to be doing the Jingle Jangle Cocktail Party Extravaganza Tuesday, 7 p.m. It's going to be Oscar and Shannon. It's going to be Rob and Carrie, Mike and Carla. We're all going to be here. Bring whoever you want.
I just
care.
Got a text
matter.
From Carrie. She says it's the debut of her new neck.
Oh, I'm very excited. This is going to be so much fun. Welcome
She's
back
great.
To the show. We spend 1/3 of our lives in bed.
Yes.
So pure organic cotton sheets, the sheets that are on my bed, Boll & Branch. Yes. They make a truly perfect gift. I slept on them last night. They make the highest quality sheets by doing things the right way, not the easy way. Boll & Branch never disappoints with the highest quality sheets, blankets, pillows, and throws. Plus, their holiday packaging makes your gift look and feel special. All I know is that these are the best sheets I've ever had.
They are.
All of their stuff is amazing, but the Signature Hem sheets are their all-time bestseller. They're beloved for so many reasons, like how they get softer with every single wash, soft, lightweight, and made with 100% organic cotton, weave that feels incredible always, a
Available in many colors and all sizes. Plus, they're completely toxin-free and fair trade certified. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the new standard in bedding from Boll & Branch. Their gifts come wrapped and ready in their special holiday packaging. Order by December 19th for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. The best deals of the year going on now until December 23rd with promo code TMOS at BollAndBranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code TMOS. Exclusions may apply. Hit it, boys!
Did you hear that?
Listen, what's that sound?
The big sound in the Big Ten.
The sound. Sound.
There's a new sound.
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 What a sound.
Sound. The sound.
That's the sound.
Sound.
Sound Town.
Do you ever take The Masked Singer?
No.
I don't.
I watch it.
I have watched it, and it bothers me. The whole notion of it bothers me.
Not by design. I watch it for the train wreck.
And the last night, they had their winner, and this pisses me off already. This is the winner that sang last night. But I don't think it's fair that they would have actual singers compete against, like, Larry the Cable Guy. It kind of stacks the deck, right?
The winner.
Listen who the winner
is. This season's Golden Mask.
Who's
is
that?
Is
that's the host.
Nick Cannon. The
Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts. It's time to show your famous face.
Yes.
Audience, say it with me.
Take it off. Take it off. Multi-platinum superstar, singer, songwriter, Jewel.
It was Jewel.
Jewel doing a pop song.
It really reminded me of, you know, before I was famous, singing in a coffee shop. I'm not a cool person. I never have been, but I have a lot of heart. And that's why I wanted to be the heart.
Oh.
And to be able to win on that meant the world to me. So thank you.
But I don't think it's fair that a real singer would be able to compete.
The show is garbage. Yeah. It's easy to just take in. You can watch it in passing. Jewel, I'm happy that she's on there. Great episode of Undercover Boss on CNBC, Mike. You're going to love it. She doesn't look like Jewel. She's like a hot, like really seductress Jewel, the way they put makeup on her and what looks to be like Hollywood skin, like a tan. It's crazy.
Is she on that show too?
Undercover Boss?
She has
Jewel.
Done it.
Jewel is on Undercover
in a
Boss.
In a special for Undercover Boss, she goes in and she pretends to be an up and coming singer.
Can you imagine not recognizing Jewel?
Yeah, and it doesn't, you don't. But she's recognizable.
Well, I guess.
Well, as soon as she shows those teeth.
The teeth.
Right?
Yeah. But she lived in her car.
She looks completely different on the show. It's great.
So she's gone. She is both on The Masked Singer and Undercover Boss.
It was a special celebrity episode of Undercover Boss.
Is she having trouble with her career? Is that
no,
why she's on all these reality shows?
She's going in to teach people and give people opportunities to sing and produce.
I think it would be great if Undercover Boss did Oscar and they made him come in to Popville.
I would be the boss. That's how that show works. Okay.
Just give him a like Mike McIntosh or Adrian Garcia wig.
That's right. A wig and a fake nose.
That's all he needs. Yeah, and a fake nose.
All right.
Make that happen.
Now, this song has become a punchline, but we just had a singer, and I wanted to play this. Every now and then I run across an isolated vocal that is pretty staggering. And as I said, this song has become a punchline because it's been overplayed. But when you hear Mariah Carey's voice, unprocessed, unreverbed, and separated from the music, and she's singing All I Want for Christmas Is You, this is why this record is a smash.
I hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me the one I really need? Won't you please bring my baby to me? Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just want to see my baby standing right outside my door. Oh, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Oh, baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
I've listened to it a dozen times, and it makes my hair stand up.
I can't. I would, too. That is just wow.
Right?
Can we play? I know it's a long one. Play it one more
time, please.
Of course. I want to hear this. This is really good.
I hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me the one I really need? Won't you please bring my baby to me?
Unvarnished, man. Just perfect.
Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. I just wanna see my baby standing right outside my door. Oh, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Oh, baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
What a talent. I mean, really, yeah. When you cut right through. Just to make, and that's the original? Is that the original?
That's the take used on the record. And what I thought about for a moment, and there are songs that, and I thought about this when I watched the Beatles documentary, that there is that moment when you see Paul writing the song Get Back, that until that moment, the song Get Back by the Beatles didn't exist.
Wow.
And it's always been around as far as my, you know, conscience. It's always been. When she sang that record, no one knew that record. No one had ever heard that record.
Or it was coming.
That's the first
out.
Time she did that.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
it's become a punchline. We got to recognize the fact that is just so real.
That is real. And I love when you isolate some of the true greats of music. That is special. That's fun. I like that. That was great, Rob.
All right. The Golden State Warriors has a player named Gary Payton Jr. Now, remember, it wasn't that long ago that you never heard anything of players talking.
Right.
They were not mic'd. There was no way. You heard the squeak of shoes. That's what you heard. Well, everything is mic'd now. He runs into a guy that's sitting courtside and he spills his drink. This is Gary Payton handling that.
My fault. Can you get him another beer? I just dropped it. What'd you have? A Truly? My fault, y'all. I'm sorry.
Defensive specialist, waiter. Gary Payton doing it all tonight here in Indiana.
Right in the middle of the game.
So cool.
Get him a Truly.
Good play-by-play, too. Defensive specialist, waiter. That's awesome. It's a good play-by-play guy out there. Good guys in the NBA doing that.
So you went and saw a dinner theater with your son last night. The best concert.
I did, yes. It was called Holly Jolly Christmas, and it was local
wasn't
dinner
like
theater.
Was it like a review? What was it?
It was a review. Okay. It was a review. And then, you know what? Look, is it Broadway? No. Is it a touring company? No. But it's the next tier down, and these kids get up there and do a fantastic. The best part I'll share with you about what I saw last night is they are the next show coming into town is going to be Singing in the Rain, and it's going to be another review.
It rains on stage.
It rains on stage. They're in back of us, and they're cheering on the other actors. And I said, all these kids. These kids like 18, 19, 21, and they're all back there cheering these kids. We were in way, way in the back of this dinner theater, and I loved the a bunch of theater kids in back of us.
Cool.
And the show is good. I mean, it was we left after the first because Michael looked up and it was about all he could take was the hour and a half of the first act.
Yeah.
And, I didn't want to be rolling in at 11 o'clock with, So it was fun. It was a little music and a little dancing. It was all right.
The best concert event I ever took Robert to, and one of my favorites because the kids were so into it. He was so into the Australian group, The Wiggles. They came to the Patriots Center here in D.C. and
Remember when you went to that show.
To see them on stage doing all their songs, it was for me. It was not quite the Rolling Stones, but it was a big deal because I watched them on TV every day. Well, the Wiggles have come out with a new CD called Rewiggled, and I'm wondering if this is the best choice for them to be playing for kids.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go? Bismillah. We will not let you go. We will not let you go.
Let it go.
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let it go.
We'll not let you go.
Let it go.
We'll not let you go.
Let it go.
And they do mention Satan here.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me.
I don't need to be telling my 5-year-old about Beelzebub.
No, yeah, but it's the Wiggles.
Strange.
And I was.
They cash all the checks. They cash all the checks. Let's close with this. Kraft has got a website link where you can register where they'll pay you $20 not to make cheesecake because there's a cream cheese shortage. And I think 1,800 people are chosen randomly to get $20 to make another dessert. And this is their announcement.
Having a hard time finding cream cheese on shelves means having a hard time putting cheesecakes on tables. So let's do this. This year, turn that famous cheesecake into those famous brownies. End your meal with a friendly fight over the last holiday cupcake. Anything that'll make you feel anything in that cheesecake-shaped hole in your holiday heart. You bake it, we'll buy it. Because this year, if you can't spread Philly, spread the feeling. For your chance to reserve a free dessert up to $20 with a valid receipt, Visit spreadthefeeling.com.
And the great thing about that, Mike, is that $20 is two copays for insulin.
I think it's a racket. I think it's fake. They just cheated us.
That's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
Yeah, I don't trust them. I don't trust the craft people. I think they're making it up.
I know that Philadelphia cream cheese is the most hateful cream cheese.
Yeah, but they're pushing you to purchase other products.
Probably made by Kraft.
To make up for the shortage of their the annual revenue, where they're like, oh, we didn't get our supply chain right. Now we're going to take a hit.
What about my bagel? What about my effing bagel?
Plain bagel? No cream cheese.
I don't know. I think it violates my my TN rule.
TN?
Trust nobody. That's it. Hey, we got to get out of here. And thanks, everybody. Appreciate the support. We'll be back with another episode. Don't forget Cocktail Party Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. The whole gang will be here and some surprises. They always say that.
I like when Oscar always the big one for saying surprises. Well, you'll see Carrie's new neck.
And plenty of surprises. That's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Jerry Krimble.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Happy New Year to you! In jail! Go on home, they're waiting for you! You
hello! Dick. Boy, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be so charming!
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool?